T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Right now, our first chance to talk to one of the newest administrators in the college athletic world in our state is Sheehan Zenger. He is the new athletic director at the University of New Haven. Good morning. How are you, sir?
Good morning, Joe. How are you doing?
I'm good, thanks. So what have you learned about your staff and your campus and everything you need to know since taking over the job?
You know, they're just a bunch of special people. They really are. You know, President Kaplan and the search committee told me that the folks at New Haven are just really down to earth and personable, and I found that to be absolutely true.
What was it about this job that attracted you to uproot your family and come east?
You know, it wasn't hard. I enrolled my youngest son, youngest of three children, in college, dropped him off 2 weeks ago and drove this direction 3 days later. My wife and I are empty nesters, and I mean this. I think folks who live here take it for granted sometimes, but this is a beautiful part of the country.
You have experience before, most recently at Kansas. What did you learn in those jobs that you can use to your advantage here in New Haven?
You know, it's no different than any other profession, and I hesitate to use the military as an example, but as you go up through life and earn rank, the notches on your belt, the experiences, the good and the bad, just help you see the, you know, if we use the analogy of a baseball pitcher, the hitter, you know, the ball just comes at you a little more slowly. You've seen it before. And so on so many fronts, that's what happens after years and years in the business.
You've worked in the Power Five. Now you're working in Division Two. Obviously, budget is one difference. What do you foresee as the other biggest differences in between the jobs that you had and the job you have now?
You know, this one is very similar to when I went to Illinois State. That's been about 15, 16 years ago. I think it's rallying the troops, getting people excited about what they have right now. I'm talking about in the athletic department. I feel a real sense of energy from President Kaplan and his team and the folks on campus. The growth here over the last few years has just been tremendous in enrollment and facilities and academic offerings, et cetera. So now we need to match that on the athletic side and get that energy going over there. That's really my first task is giving an injection of a shot in the arm of energy and develop a culture of collegiality.
When things didn't go well for you at Kansas, did you want to get right back on the horse, or did you need some time away to think about your options?
You know, this past year, Joe, has been one of the best years of my life. And you don't think that at the time. And simply put, all that happened there was football just didn't win. And when you sign up for these jobs, you understand what you're signing up for. And so you don't go pout or hang your head or whatnot. I had the opportunity. One day after that happened, I got a call from my youngest son's high school football coach, and it's a powerful 6A high school in the state of Kansas. We were ranked number one, number two all year, and asked me if I would hit the pause button on my career. And he said, if you want to spend your son's senior year with him, how about you go come coach my linebackers? Joe, I hadn't coached since the year 1999. And it gave me a chance, it literally, to take a sabbatical. Think about it. If you want to be an athletic administrator, why wouldn't you get back in the classroom, so to speak? And so for 5 months, I coached the linebackers at the number two ranked team in the state. All the while, I had a fellowship lined up with the chancellor at Texas Christian University, TCU. And as soon as that ended, I moved down to Fort Worth and spent the last 9 months beside one of the foremost leaders in higher education.
How would you like to break it on a 50,000-watt radio station that tomorrow you're going to announce everything's going to become Division I at New Haven?
Well, that's, you know... let's go a little more slowly.
Okay.
If it's the will of the Board of Governors and the President and the institution to do that after dotting our I's and crossing our T's and being very mindful about what that would entail, then I would certainly love to lead them in that direction. But for now, we just need to be the best we can be in the niche we're in.
What kind of things Shayon, would you have to see that would indicate that the school is ready to undertake what would be quite a massive expansion of its athletic programs at a time when a lot of places want to reduce the size of their athletic programs?
Well, it's all about measuring against the median of like institutions who have done what you aspire to do, and there's several in the area who've done it recently. And I also want to caution you there. When we talk Division I here, there's three parts of Division I. There's FBS. There's about 125 to 130 schools at that level.
Right.
There's FCS, which is what we'd be looking at. There's another 125 to 130. And then there's the 80 to 90 schools that don't play football at all. We're looking for that middle section where the budget is not as big of a leap to go to FCS as opposed to FBS. And the only difference between FBS, FCS, and the other group is football related. Everything else is just pure D1. And that's something that listeners often don't understand when we talk about Division I, that there's three categories within it.
Right. And we have Central in our state that plays at the at the FCS level. And we always hear, Shayon, that FCS football is a losing proposition. Is that difficult to justify?
No, I've been at Illinois State where it wasn't a losing proposition. It's all about being mindful. And when you talk to President Kaplan and his leadership team, what they're looking at is, you've got to remember, New Haven, I don't think people understand, this school's undergoing tremendous growth. This is not the type of institution you're seeing nationally that's losing enrollment, that's cutting budgets. This is growing. And if I can speak for them, what they told me when I was interviewing was they see this as a way to enhance their profile and continue that growth mentality. Especially being a private institution, there's a lot more, in my opinion, having been at state schools the last couple of decades, except for TCU, you have a lot more latitude in that area. And growing your enrollment and fundraising are your two guitar strings that you lean upon for financial growth. So it can be that as you increase the number of student-athletes in your department, you also are increasing your enrollment and therefore increasing your budget for the faculty.
It's only been a brief time, but what are your thoughts on the facilities at New Haven?
We need to grow. And I was told that on day one, and I saw that, and that excites me. It's what I've done my whole life. And so to come somewhere where the president and the leadership team are saying, hey, help us build buildings, let's go, that was as much of a hook for me as anything else.
Well, congratulations on the job. Good luck at New Haven. If you need any dirt on Dan Rood, I can fill you in a moment's notice. You're an outstanding sports information guy. But welcome to New England. Good luck. Thanks, Shayon. Appreciate it.
Hey, appreciate it, Joe. Thank you.
All right. That's the new AD at the University of New Haven, Shayon Zenger. Lost his job at Kansas, but he has found a new job and is anxious for the challenge that he'll get at the University of New Haven.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.